Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 6th, to Ocean's 11. Little update, Michael Rooker did show up last week, 10 minutes after the show was over. I'm in the back doing my thing that I do after shows, and I hear, "Doug! Doug, where's Doug?" Turns out it's Michael Rooker. He said he got stuck on the 170. Or he took 170 of something. Or he got arrested for 170. I don't care what it was, but I will definitely reschedule him for sometime next year, because that would have been fun having him on with Anthony and Jeff. But it was still a fun show nonetheless. On Sunday, a lot of LOLs were had at my show in the Louis Anderson Theater at the Palace Station in Vegas. Comedians David Huntsberger and Brendan Walsh opened up for me and then played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members and the correct answers in the Christmas movies and Tom Hanks peeing categories were Bad Santa and Apollo 13. You figure it out. Which is which. I had such a good time in Vegas. I'll be back at the Palace Station to record a Douglas Movies on Sunday, January 8th at 8:30 p.m. Go to douglasmovies.com for a link to get your tickets for that. December 17th and 18th, from noon to noon on the 17th to the 18th, CineFamily here in Los Angeles is going to have CineFamily's Fantastic Elastic 24-Hour Holiday Telethon to raise money for CineFamily. It's going to be 24 hours of movie-related programming that will be also, not only can you go see it live if you live in L.A., but you can, or visiting, but you can, it's not limited, you don't have to prove you live here. This isn't like voter registration and or getting a weed card. You can go see it live or you can watch it. I think parts of it are going to be streaming on the internet. You can go to cinefamily.org/fundraiser to read more about it. But let me just tell you that I'm going to be there doing some stuff. Spike Jones is going to do a presentation. And there's going to be a conversation with Elliot Gould. I don't know who the other half of the conversation is going to be. That could kill it. But at least half of the conversation is going to be Elliot Gould. The 12 Guests of Christmas episode is already sold out here at UCB on December 20th. But tickets are available for Douglas Movies taping on Thursday, December 29th at Flappers in Burbank at 10 p.m. There will be no more tapings of Douglas Movies for the rest of the year here at UCB after tonight and the 12 Guests of Christmas episode. January 3rd, is when the next Tournament of Championships Woo! Will begin. Yeah. Featuring January 3rd here at UCB, three of the these following people will be here. Andy Wood, Jerry O'Connell, Simon Pegg, Anthony Jeselnik, Scott Aukerman, John Hamm, Edgar Wright, Paul F. Tompkins, Sean Cullen, Jeff Garland, Wee Man, and since at least three of these people will not be available during the first few months of next year due to their various pursuits, we'll also probably feature three alternates, Paul Scheer, Kate McCucci, and the winner of the 12 Guests of Christmas show on December 20th. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, perhaps the greatest vampire, werewolf, brooding teenage girl love triangle ever filmed. The number two movie is The Muppets, which features a cameo by a guest on tonight's show. So watch The Muppets, not Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. This has been Watch This, Not That. My guests tonight are all actually here on a night when, back me up on this, the traffic was shit in Los Angeles tonight, and all three of my guests managed to be here on time, so I'm excited about that. Let me show you what stuff they brought and I brought in the gift bag. We have this thing, whatever that is. We'll talk more about that when they get out here. And then we've got a copy of my first CD, Doug Benson, a professional humor idiot, a copy of Super High Me, and I put a post-it on it saying which features two of tonight's guests. So you'll get that posted as well. One of the guests tonight is a big fan of this movie, A Tree of Life, and they sent me a pretty picture book of moments from Tree of Life that are frameable, because that's how fast that movie moves. And I haven't seen it. I gotta see it. We'll probably talk about it in a second. But, okay, what else is in here? Oh, we've got a copy of the comic book The Last Christmas. Is anyone familiar with that? Last Christmas, it's an awesome comic book. And then we've also got copies of three of my favorite movies ever, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. All of that and this weird doll can be yours tonight. Please welcome to this stage Sarah Silverman, Edgar Wright, and Brian Posehn. Wherever you want. Sit wherever you want. Sure. So this doll thing is from Sarah. Go ahead and pick up your microphones. There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, and you, what'd you write on the back of it?
Well, okay. I was looking for a prize to bring, and I saw this. This is some sort of fun...
It's a Cosbot.
Doll. Cosbots. Robotish doll, you know, as kids like now. And... it's for breast cancer. It was like in a breast cancer gift bag.
It's for breast cancer?
I love breast cancer! Yippee!
So they didn't sell a ton of those.
It's not for breast cancer, but it's kind of like God is choosing to do this for a reason and accept it.
The best way to avoid breast cancer is to be a robot. That's
the best
way.
I found it in my pantry of things. And
long story short, what'd you write on the back?
I signed it. Well, there's like a heart, like inside a pocket. And I just...
Oh, okay.
What I'll do is I'll touch it to my asshole. And then put it back in there. And that will be a story for you. And what do I care? I'm the cleanest person.
Yep, fair enough.
All right.
Sorry,
right
guys.
Now,
can't see that.
Right now, it's in there. It's straight up in there. It smells good, if anything. All right.
You know, you
I'm
touched
very,
my
very
heart to your
person.
Asshole a long time ago when I first met you.
And then she wrote on the back, Sarah Silverman touched this heart to her asshole. Or my asshole, in parentheses.
And I dated it.
And she dated it. That's important. It's important to
you
make sure
like,
we
You were like, why do you need to know the date? Remember when I asked you the date? You jumped on my throat.
It's not Doug Loves Dates.
Is that the cure for breast cancer? To rub your rubber plushy heart on your asshole?
I'll let you know in 2 to 4 weeks or whatever you think the gestation period would be.
I just love Edgar Wright saying rub a plushy heart on your asshole. That was pretty amazing. Your accent makes everything sound cute and fun.
I should have said you say asshole, essentially.
Yeah.
British listeners will call me out for a sellout for saying asshole. Asshole. Just say asshole.
I know what you mean. I dated a guy and I said, oh, my Auntie Martha. And he goes, aunt, what are you? And then like I went out with him for many years and now I say aunt because I got like bullied out of saying it. But I grew up with aunt. Asshole.
Aunt. Asshole.
I'm sorry I brought it back to me. I'm gonna take a back seat.
Is your aunt an asshole or is your aunt an asshole? Tomato, tomato.
Isn't that dialogue from My Fair Lady?
Yes. Yes, that's how you learn to speak proper English.
The rain in Spain.
Pygmalion, if you will. Brian Posehn is here, everybody. First time in a long time. And he brought a copy of the comic that he co-wrote called Last Christmas. And then, did you touch it to your asshole?
Oh, yeah. All of them.
Every copy
They're
of your
dated,
comic.
They're not dated, though. They're not dated.
Touch
I did it like 6 years ago.
It's timeless. It's timeless when you do it.
Yeah.
And I have a question for all three of my guests. Can I confirm you right now for the 12 guests of Christmas on December 20th at 8:30? Okay, Sarah's in. Brian? I know the traffic was terrible tonight, but hopefully it won't be as bad night. And it's at 8:30, so you have more time.
Okay.
All right. And Edgar, you might not, I'm putting you on the spot, you might be out of town or something, right?
I'm going back to London.
London.
I've been saying it wrong
London
the whole time.
I?
Wow.
Can I be early?
What do you mean early? It's not like you're doing a spot. It's
we're all on
Doug
the
Loves
same
Movies.
Time. I don't know why.
And tonight she comes out and she goes, where do I sit? Like, would there's ever been seating assignments?
I didn't know.
You have no learning curve.
I need instructions every time for everything.
As does every guest. People say to me, why don't they know how to play the Leonard Maltin game? And I'm like, because they've played it before. And they come back on, they don't know what to fucking do. But Edgar, you need to tell us, because that's part of how I coerced you into being here tonight. You need to tell us about you're having your third season of season, they call it, programming of over a week of movies at the New Beverly Cinema here in Los Angeles.
That's true.
Yeah, December 9th through the 16th.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. And it's this particular theme, because you've always done movies you love, this time...
Well, you know what? It was partly inspired by one of the categories in the Leonard Maltin game, because I thought it was funny when you would do the category movies Doug has never seen. So it kind of gave me an idea.
Nice. Thinking,
I've done like 2 seasons of films that I love. Why don't I just take over this fucking cinema and show all the ones I want to see? So that's exactly what I'm doing. So I'm filling in my embarrassing cultural gaps in front of an audience. That sounded filthy.
What are they? Did you pick the movies yet?
Yeah, they're all selected. If you go to the New Beverly's website, they've got it all mapped out.
What's some off the top here?
Yeah, off the top.
I'm curious.
The thing is, here's the thing, when I reveal the really famous ones, people go, and my least favorite thing is when people kind of go, oh, I can't believe you haven't seen.
No judgments.
Well,
I bet you these two haven't seen most of the movies that you
have. That's not true at all.
That's a big one.
Go ahead, tell them.
I saw the shit out of Chungking Express.
There you go.
Oh, so you already know what he's showing.
Yeah, I looked.
Okay.
I went last year, so.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's the biggest omissions in terms of the most famous ones. Things like Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times.
Boring.
You should come and host that one. Just come on at the end.
What
of that
about
one.
Ordinary People?
Yeah,
not
he's seen that.
That.
Have you seen it?
I have seen that one.
Are you going to just
what a
name
fun guessing
movies?
Game.
I know.
What about Ben Hur? Have you seen Ben Hur?
But there's lots of good guests as well.
What about the
Alien
Big
3?
Chill?
You see
Big
Alien 3?
Did you say Alien 3?
Yeah. You see that shit?
What else? else?
What else is there?
Like, well, the night I'm going is to show the original Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which Edgar's never seen somehow.
No, but I get that. That's a totally American movie.
Exactly.
I mean, I get that not playing over there, really.
Some baseball
yeah,
film.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And
though.
It's old.
It's fun.
We're old. It
some
came
baseball
out when
films.
We were kids.
Yeah, all the movies are mostly older. There's nothing like very modern that you
no.
have not seen at
I get Buckaroo Banzai is a nerd, though. I can't believe you didn't see that.
You know what? Never...
Somewhere in a hotel super high and somebody going, you gotta fucking watch this.
It never got a theatrical release in the UK.
Right.
But... so that never got... And a lot of... A lot
it was
of,
stuck there back then.
Yeah. Back then in those
What about
times?
A VHS release or a DVD release?
Do you want to hear my real sub story? My family did not have a VHS player.
Oh my God.
I know.
But they lived in the back of Cinema Paradiso. Which is in a different country, but whatever. Europe. Oh, Europe.
I watched them through other people's windows, sneaking around, watching people watch Police Academy 2, their first assignment. It was cold outside. It was snowing.
Police Academy 2 also had the word first in the title?
Their first
assignment? That's confusing.
Well, they didn't get an assignment in the first movie. It's all
the Academy.
Right, yeah. So that's their first assignment. You're right.
I know my shit.
But then when that one came out...
Literally.
I like, though, that they completely gave up on the assignments because then the third one is Police Academy 3, back in training. It's like, people don't like this assignment stuff.
They are,
well,
they are
the second
a ragtag
assignment
group
didn't
of
go
fuck-ups.
Well. Yeah.
They did not do well, so they had to go back into training. Every other movie is back in training. It's kind of like the Star Trek movies where every other one is a great one. You know what I mean? Like, they skip one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And the Police Academy movies...
Here's a funny thing. There's a
every other one, they have to train again.
We had a line in the TV show Space that me and Simon Pegg did. This is so funny, right? So there's a line in that show that me and Simon came up with where it says, sure as eggs is eggs, sure as day follows night, sure as every odd-numbered Star Trek movie is shit. Now, that was our theory, is that 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 were all bad.
Yeah.
Guess what number 11 is? The Star Trek with Simon Pegg in it.
Oh.
So
it
only,
doesn't
only
really
he,
count.
No, I know.
Count.
But I thought that was so funny. Like, only you can break the curse. It's down to you, Pegg.
Yeah, if there was a bald lady in it, then there would have probably been trouble, but it worked out okay.
Persis Cambata.
Yeah, that's right. I like the way you say it. Say it again.
Persis Cambata. I'll just say it randomly throughout the show.
As long as you don't yell Bruce Willis, I'll be happy. I haven't seen... I'll just throw my hat into the haven't seen ring. I haven't seen Gone with the Wind all the way through.
Me neither.
Yeah, and I haven't seen...
You will love it.
Yeah.
And I've
a lot of car chases and cursing, right?
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite stuff.
You might prefer Gone with the Wind 3 back in training. Bobcat's in that one.
Oh, I love him.
When they added Bobcats in Gone with the Wind, it really got much better. That's when the series picked up.
Tony Hawk's in that one, too. Right? Doing a bunch of skateboarding in a mall.
Which one was Spade in? Which...
Four.
Oh,
the
God.
Same one as Tony Hawk, right?
Maybe six.
Oh, was it four?
Didn't Spade play a skateboarding thug?
He was a skate kid.
The sound of Michael Winslow pretending to drive a bit faster.
Sarah.
A cart, a horse, a wagon.
Yeah. If you get a chance to see Michael Winslow live, though, seriously, do it. I'm not kidding around. Because he shows us 5 minutes of Star Wars and does all of the noises.
That's awesome.
And it is amazing.
Couldn't you just befriend him and have him do that at your house?
If you could get that, yeah. If you could do that, I'd recommend that over sitting through his whole show, yeah. But
I, for one, would love to see a Police Academy reboot with only Michael Winslow in it. Wouldn't that be amazing?
He
Wouldn't that be a great
it.
Movie?
You could totally do it.
Do it.
Funny or die, make it happen. YouTube sensation. I also only saw two of the three James Dean movies. I never sat through Giant or East of Eden.
I've never seen Giant or East of Eden
Giant's
either.
Giant's fucking super long.
Yeah.
You would hate it.
Hence the name.
The clue is in the title.
Yeah, me too. I only saw Rebel Without a Cause.
All right. So what are the big ones, though, Sarah and Brian, in your movie-going history that you, like, feel guilty or weird about never having seen?
Titanic.
You have never watched Titanic?
You would actually like
Titanic. Can't you
Titanic.
At least, like,
no,
get
I
it?
Don't really like the dying part.
Yeah, right. But
let's
there's
be
a
honest.
Lot of it.
But watch
yeah,
her, like, yeah. halfway in or something.
Yeah.
The boat flipping over is amazing. And
it's
violent.
Coming out again?
Yeah, it's coming out in 3D.
I'm really not going to see it in 3D. If you thought I didn't see it before, just wait.
You can have a more aggressive not seeing experience.
Oh my God, I'm going to get in line now to fucking not see it.
I have never seen Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, that's
oh,
a
no,
good
sorry.
One.
I wish I hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yay!
And we never saw Edgar again. Best last words ever. Yeah.
Just he walked flew out home into to traffic. London.
Went back to fucking London, didn't I?
You got one, Sarah? An example?
I can't think of one that I...
Because you haven't seen
I
it.
I just saw A Woman Under the Influence so I could finally not lie about having seen it. And, you know, it was... It
Did
was
you like that all right?
It was a bit of a chore, but I'm glad I saw it. And I liked a lot of things about it. And it stayed with me, but I got, like... Almost fell asleep a couple times.
At least you're not one of those assholes who never saw Jaws or something. Those people, when I meet somebody like that, I just want to fucking shake the shit out of their parents. Just like, what the fuck? Not them, their parents. How can you
yeah,
not let
you
your asshole kid see Jaws?
Taking
home
a lot of terrible shit.
Yeah.
Never seen Jaws? What's wrong?
Yeah.
That 2.5-hour making of Jaws thing that was on...
The shock is not working?
...was incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's almost even better.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
You're right to say that, and you're right.
What about lately? Let's really quickly before we get into what I think will be one of the most exciting Leonard Maltin games we've had in a while... certainly since last week's epic battle. What have you guys seen? Have you seen anything lately? Brian's got a kid, so he never goes anywhere.
So I saw half of the Muppet movie.
Which half?
The
part where the boat
the
flips over?
The part. No, the beginning.
Why did you only see half? Because your son has taste and wanted out?
No, it was actually really good. He's 2.5, so he's only got so much attention span, just like Dada.
Oh, but I take him to something else, and you might see his attention span's a little longer than half the movie because
every
kid around me when I saw the Muppets was bored out of their fucking mind.
He loved Puss in Boots.
Did you
Puss in Boots
like
could not have been better for him. Like,
it's for us more, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that thing on Fox News where they talked about the liberal brainwashing by the Muppets? The Muppets is teaching kids the oil barons are bad. And that's a bad thing. And then the most amazing thing, he said, you know, these liberal Hollywood films like The Muppets and Cars 2 and There Will Be Blood.
Wow.
You know, those three. The top three liberal movies to come out of Hollywood this year.
They didn't get a lot of screeners. There's a big lapse there, yeah.
Wow. Those three always go together.
Well, if you love vanilla milkshakes, you hate There Will Be Blood. Because it's chocolate, right, in the movie? No? I
sure.
don't know. I don't remember. It's just a shake, right? That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. You saw that, right, Sarah?
Yes.
Yes.
Was that this year?
No. Yeah. I want Pixar to make a There Will Be Blood movie.
You ever see, and this is old news from so long ago, but I was just thinking about it again recently, is that, and I never saw the assassination of Jesse James by the blah, 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 blah.
Howard Rubin.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
the Winnie the Pooh video of that, the ending.
Oh, it's Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
I mean, sorry, yeah, Yogi Bear. And it's incredible.
Ha 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 That's the great thing about the audience for this show is when you get something as important as Winnie the Pooh, Yogi Bear wrong, they're on it. They will let you know what an asshole you are. You're such an asshole. But there's a lot of differences between the two.
I know.
But yeah, that is a cool video. Do you think it's still on YouTube? I thought Warner Brothers pulled it down.
Really? That would be so fucking lame.
Well, it was using footage from their movie to make another thing.
It's not footage from their movie. It's all...
Well, I thought they used actual footage. Or I guess it was like recreated. But.
Yogi Bear.
I'm sorry I continued the conversation about it.
Yeah, nobody...
Should have stopped when you dropped the microphone.
Yeah.
But now Brian has to drop the microphone and walk out at some point because everybody else has done it.
Just you wait.
You're wrong, Doug. This is the new Brian.
I miss the old Brian.
Len Malt. I don't. I love the new Brian. I love Brian. Brian.
He's the same old Brian. As you'll see when you go up against him in the Leonard Maltin game. Shall we play?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see your name tags, everybody. We got name tags in the audience. There's a Weird Al vinyl version of his latest, Alpocalypse, but you changed it to Tony Apocalypse, because that's clever. And then you got a coffee thing. That thing goes around your coffee cup, and you wrote your name on it. And she put Chris on a can of some sort of beverage. Kala is here. What does that document say? University of Florida? It's your college diploma. What degree did you get?
English.
So that's all that good diploma. That's all that good diploma is for. That diploma is good for is just winning, possibly winning.
Somebody possibly still reads chosen. Stuff over there. Stuff.
There's
Remember
a beach
that?
Ball that says Phil. Is that what it says, Phil? TG. TJ. Oh, you got to cover up the other. There you go. Perfect. TJ is here. So, yeah, you guys, just go out to the audience and pick out who you want to play for. Just take it from them. Don't take that guy's bottle in a bag. I think he's working on that. And pick out. Oh, Edgar is very easy for him. Pick somebody immediately. Let's see what you got, Edgar. Edgar has a...
It's just IMDBing lost.
What about this spoke to you, Edgar?
I like that band, Times New Viking, and he's adapted a sleeve. Is that correct?
No, their first pressing, they handed all the covers, different colors and everything.
There you go.
This was the first pressing of the album by Times New Viking, and you put your name, you stuck your sticker on it that says Jordan. So,
Dig Yourself.
So well done. It's called Dig Yourself. Well, well done, Edgar.
What did he say?
And finally, I'm always asking her how to pronounce her name. It's Kala, right? Yeah. Her frisbee got picked.
Oh, wait. You're not going to want a thing with my asshole. Really? I was fishing.
Yeah. I think the winner's going to be disappointed. They're going to be like, this doesn't smell like anything. How am I going to...
I feel like it's
How am
not
I
going to
convince
like
people
anything.
That you really did that? And then Brian picked the Tony Apocalypse album.
Yep.
The Alpocalypse. Do you like that album, Brian?
Yes, and I like Vinyl and Weird Al and the Apocalypse.
Does he get to keep it, Tony?
It really is like Brian's
No,
favorite.
Tony wants that back, Brian. Bravo, bravo. Well done. All right, so Brian's playing for Tony, Sarah's playing for Kala, and Edgar's playing for Jordan. And since Brian is back to the game for the first time in quite a while, I will let him pick the first category, and then from him we'll go to Edgar and then to Sarah, because she pulled out a last-minute win the last time she was here. It was exciting, right?
Yeah.
Don't take so long to guess this time, though.
Oh, God, that's right. Men don't leave.
That's right. Men don't leave. All right, Brian, would you like at Fart Machine on Twitter suggested... Yeah, some guy named at Fart Machine.
I think you got to start there.
He suggested Tom Hanks peeing. That's movies where Tom Hanks pees.
Oh.
and there's four or five of them. Yeah, so it's quite a category. Then Dave from Knoxville, spelled N-K-N-O-X-V-I-L. He couldn't get all of Knoxville in there in his Twitter name. He suggested four-letter movies. That's movies where the title is just four letters long, the whole title. So an example would be MASH, or...
Nothing with the.
Or Idiocracy. And then the next category... Somebody was on the show recently, and they didn't like that movie. I thought that was weird. Oh, and your third category, it's Judd Apatow's birthday today. So films...
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Judd. And so films that he is involved with in some way. Not necessarily a director, because that would narrow it down to three. Which one of those would you like, Brian? Judd Apatow, four letters long, or Tom Hanks' peas in it?
I think because of the fart machine thing happening, I got to go with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you got to love that guy. All right. Yeah. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. It's from the year 2000, and he says about this movie that it is great movie making and that it has little music in it. Little music. So the music is either performed by dwarves... or there isn't very much of it. And he lists seven names. How many names do you think you can get this movie where Tom Hanks pees from 2000, Brian Posey?
Four.
Ooh, strong opening bid. Now we go to Edgar.
Not showing off, but negative one.
Negative one, he says.
Well, he knows it.
So now we go to Sarah.
Name it.
She did not have to think about that. All right, so you name the movie and the lead performer in the movie.
Tom Hanks.
Uh-huh.
In Castaway.
That's correct.
If I had to go negative two, I would have said Wilson.
Almost as good in that movie, Helen Hunt. Was number two. But it's funny you say that because Wilson was the seventh listed name.
Wilson is?
Yeah. That Leonard's got quite the sense of humor. Wilson, Jennifer Lewis, Christopher Noth.
Wilson needs to talk to his agent.
Laurie White, Nick Searcy, and then Helen Hunt. Those are the seven people.
Must be like the whole cast.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a bunch of scenes on, you know, on not on the island at the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, the people on the FedEx plane and then... Who else?
Yeah. Pair of ice skates.
Some lobsters.
All right, so we have 1 point for Edgar.
Oof.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Brian wasn't involved in that, so we start with Brian once again, and then from Brian we will go to Sarah this time to change.
Oh my God, I don't know how this game works.
It's crazy.
Go Apatow this time.
You get three new categories.
No.
Don't try to tell me how this works. Would you like at Gloshi, G-L-O-S-H-I, suggested 222. That's movies with either the number 2, the word T-O, or the word T-O-O in the title. 2-2 or 2. Exciting new category, Brian, you may not be familiar with. At Asparagus P, whose name alone will probably make you pick it.
Yeah, just pick that.
Suggested zero names. That's a movie where if you pick it, Brian, as the person who chooses the category, I will read the entire review to you, and your opening bid has to be zero names or less. You have to say zero or go into negative names, because everyone will know what the movie is once I've read the entire review. Or, for your third choice, King of Pancakes. Suggested.
Every time you read the Twitter name, I think it's the category.
The category is King of Pancakes. Movies where royalty enjoys breakfast.
King Ralph? King Ralph probably is King of Pancakes?
Yes.
King Ralph is the only King of Pancakes film.
King of Pancakes suggested a number one movie from X number of years ago, and on this particular occasion, we're going with 6 years ago. The number one movie 6 years ago to this very day. So you got the number one movie 6 years ago, zero names, or 222, Brian?
Which gotta go with the asparagus pee.
You got to, right?
Yeah, zero names.
Okay. So I'm going to read everything. I'm going to read all of it. So nobody yell out any opinions or ideas.
Is there a topic or that is the topic?
Seriously. Oh, you don't need to know the topic once you hear the entire review of the movie.
All right.
Yeah. Well. You'll see how this works. And then it really becomes about negative names and how many people you think you can name. But let's see. Maybe you guys won't even know what movie this is. 2.5 stars from 1984, 99 minutes long, an incisive examination of Generation X, whose young people are confused and repelled by the world being handed to them. On the other hand, a traditional love triangle with Ryder trying to choose between Straight Arrow Stiller and laid-back super dude Hawk, who's so cool he doesn't unwrap a candy bar before biting off a piece. Generally well done, with Ryder especially appealing, and Garofalo a standout as her best friend.
You said 1984, but it's 1994.
1994. I said 84?
Yeah.
Okay, 94. Good. You win a point. And Mira as a newspaper woman, and his sister Amy as Ryder's psychic phone partner are featured. It says Stiller features these people. Written by Gene Triplethorn has an Gene Triplethorn, Triplethorn, Snippledorn. The lady from that show on HBO has an unbilled cameo, and it's co-produced by Danny DeVito. It's everything you would want to know about this particular movie.
Can I ask a question?
Start the bidding, Brian.
-3.
-3, he says. So Brian thinks he can name not only the name of this movie,
and the
but
order,
the top
right?
three
be in the
actors
order.
In the right order.
It's got to be in the right
order. From the top billing, according to Leonard Maltin, not necessarily according to the movie. Yeah. It's tricky.
Okay. That can do -3.
All right, he's going -3. Now we go to Sarah.
In the order.
Yeah, in the right order.
If I get it wrong, am I out?
Yeah, you have to leave the building.
Serious.
Don't even come back on December 20th. I never want to see you again.
I can't play it like you're out, right?
Yeah, you'll get to keep playing.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, it'll be probably 1-1 against 0.
But Brian will get a point.
Maybe. He's got to get...
I'm going to try 4.
Ooh.
Wow.
Now remember who's sitting next to you. Now we go to Edgar.
No, you could probably do it.
He might think he can go deeper. We'll see what he says.
You know what? I would have gone -4, so I'm going to say name that movie.
Fuck, shit, I changed my mind. I feel terrible about it. Okay, so...
All right, what's the movie called?
Reality Bites.
Ooh, that was close. Would have been funny if they got that wrong. All right, now you need the top 4 people. Who's the number 1 billed person?
Can I talk through this like millionaire?
I can't imagine you doing it any other way.
like, Ethan Hawke may have been the biggest star, or Winona Ryder, and then... or. I don't think Ben Stiller and Jeanine Garofalo were top.
Oh my God.
What? I know I must be embarrassing myself. This is that movie, and these are the stars. It's those 4 people. Am I forgetting like the star of the movie? Are these all side characters?
Okay, we can't help you.
All right, I'm just going to end this.
Who's number 1?
Winona Ryder.
Okay, who's number 2?
Fuck me. It's either, obviously. I'm going to
pick one.
Let's see, 94.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Ethan Hawke.
Okay, then who's number 3? And I'm not telling you if any of these are right, by the way.
I'm going to end this because I feel like I don't want to take up time. I'm trying to think of who's bigger. Ben Stiller, Jeanine Garofalo.
That is all correct.
Yeah! I was sure I was embarrassing myself.
You asshole. Well done. So you have a point, and Edgar has a point. And it's weird how this keeps happening. We have to start with Brian again. And for Brian, we'll go to Edgar this time. So keep that in mind. And your 3 options for a category are movies with Weezer on the soundtrack. A Weezer song somewhere in the movie. Because I'm going on Weezer Cruise, WeezerCruise.com. You'll like this category, Brian. Walking Dead.
Okay.
That's movies with either the word walking or the word dead in the title.
All right.
Or another one you'll probably enjoy, Christmas movies, holiday films.
Let's do Walking Dead.
Okay. This movie has Walking or Dead in the title. It's from 1989. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He says about this movie that it is extremely well acted, but also dramatically obvious. And melodramatically one-sided.
What year again?
89.
The year where the dramatically obvious happened in film, 1989. 3 stars. He says that it is well acted, but dramatically obvious and melodramatically one-sided. It's got either the word dead or the word walking somewhere in the title. And there are 11 names?
Ugh.
11 names. And we start with Brian. Then we go to Edgar.
89.
What do you say, poker face?
Six.
Six names. Mm. No fucking idea? Then you go with a strong bid like that?
Well, you know, the other ones don't really matter. They're always like, with the mailman and, you know, whatever.
Okay. I don't know anything. I don't know what that statement meant. But.
No, I mean, the 11th guy.
We read from the bottom up.
Yeah, no, I know. I think I co-invented this, sitting high in an office 20
Sarah
years ago.
Sarah did too, but she doesn't understand the rules.
Yeah.
I know, the three of us, three of us played it.
We played it all
for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Super high.
All right, so you're saying six names.
Sleepovers.
Okay, that's a good opening bid, Brian. Didn't mean to disparage your opening bid.
We probably would have had a good time with Edgar, too. We knew him.
Oh, yeah.
I was outside somebody's house watching Police Academy 2 through the window.
Oh, the master.
What do you think, Edgar?
The master of the callback, this guy.
Persis Kempot. With
two.
What do you think? Gets that one. I think I know what it is. But I'm either going to completely flame out or win the game. So I'm gonna gamble. I'm going to say negative one.
Fuck!
Now we go to Sarah, the thinker, Silverman.
I have an idea, although I think I might be... It might be... I'm going to... If I'm right, I'll be bummed, but I'm going to say name it.
All right.
This is my crazy idea. I might be wrong.
Okay.
Is it Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams?
Yes. Edgar Wright is our winner, everybody. Yeah. Nicely done, Edgar.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure playing with you.
That was great.
Doesn't he have to name the two negative names to get it right?
Oh!
Or negative one?
It was
one?
Negative one. He said it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Robin Williams. We got so excited.
Yeah, if it was more than one, that'd be tough. Who'd you go for second build on that?
Well, who's the lead? It's not Ethan Hawke, is it? It's the other... Oh,
is it like... Robert Sean Leonard?
You're probably
That's right.
Right.
What was that nerd voice you were doing? And,
I like saying three names. No, I'm
was it Robert Sean
It was Robert Sean Leonard. Oh. And then Ethan Hawke again. The dreaded Ethan Hawke.
What's the 11th name?
Oh, that's the guy who played the mailman. And he was played by Laura Flynn Boyle.
Three
she
names.
Was in that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what are you going to do? So our winner is Jordan. Congratulations, Jordan. Do you want this back? So that's a nice item you brought there, Jimmy. Here's all your stuff. And did you write anything on here, Calla? Okay, so we need you to come over and fill this out. For who your shithead's going to be. I need to remind listeners that two audience members that lose at the Leonard Maltin game, they're not losers. They get to name who I'm going to call a shithead at the end of the show. I've been getting messages from people lately going, why you got a problem with so-and-so? And I'm like, oh, I guess they're losing the premise of the shithead thing, and they think I'm just calling these people shitheads at the end of the show. All right, so just write down whoever you want me to call a shithead, and better luck next time. Do you want your Frisbee back?
Sure.
All right, she's going to take her Frisbee back, Sarah. Is that all right?
Yes. No, I actually didn't touch what? It. Well, I...
This is the longest shithead name I've ever seen. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
Wow, that is a really good one.
She really wanted the heart, so I think you should rub your asshole on that Frisbee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, put the Frisbee down your pants.
Not enough Purell in the world for that Frisbee. That Frisbee has been Frisbeed. What is a Frisbee with? Your hands, strangers' hands, the ground, the sidewalk, the street.
A dog's
You've
mouth.
Never
a dog's
You've never
mouth.
Had a stranger's hand in there?
No, I haven't.
You had a dog's mouth? Not your dog.
I know, that would be gross.
Any plugs you'd like to get in, Brian, before we wrap this up?
Ah, shit.
What do you got coming up?
I'm going to be at your stupid show in a couple of weeks.
December 20th, sold out already, but Brian's going to be here.
Yeah, and I'm on Bang Bang next week, too.
So if you're in L.A., come to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, the big show on the 13th at the Ricardo Montalban Theater.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah, there's a place in Hollywood on Vine called the Ricardo Montalban Theater. And I made a Star Trek 2 joke when I heard it.
No, of course you would.
What was the joke? It's on the corner of Rath and Khan.
Vine! No, I actually made a joke about the wrong person. I said something about you look marvelous, and that was that other guy. Right? Remember that?
That was not fun. A Star Trek 2 joke.
No, but it's that other actor who was kind of famous for being a swarthy.
No, I know, but you said you made a Star Trek 2 joke.
No, I tried to.
Fernando Lamas.
That's
really
it.
You tried.
You do look marvelous, by the way.
All right.
I'm saying it went all wrong. It went all sideways. It was like a heist movie. It did not work out according to plan.
Wouldn't that be great if every other Star Trek joke doesn't work. So.
But how hilarious would that be? A heist movie where there's nothing ever goes wrong. It's all clockwork. Everything works out perfectly. I mean, that's sort of what the Ocean's movies are like, but they have little problems along the way. Sarah.
Yes.
What's coming up for you?
Same as Bri here.
You'll be at the Ricardo Montalban Theater with the seats with the
Cordobian leather. Smiles, everybody.
Yeah, and that's on the 13th of December.
Okay.
In Los Angeles. Tickets still available. Lots of great acts.
Oh, no, I just suddenly felt the pot we smoked like an hour ago. Just hit me.
Did you see you now? That's perfect timing.
Just for a second. Come back.
Because you're done. All right, Edgar. New Beverly.
If it's Friday today, right? This is when it drops?
This will come out Friday, yeah.
So then it starts tonight, and the first one is a double bill of The Girl Can't Help It and Get Crazy, and Joe Dante and Alan Arkush are both presenting with me, which will be great. And then throughout the rest of the scene, you're coming, Leonard Maltin's coming, Peter Bogdanovich is coming. Kevin Smith, Richard Kelly, lots of great guests. It's going to be really fun.
It's a veritable who's that.
Oh my lord.
Nobody.
Oh my lord.
Did I tell you were done?
And you wrote
how dare you?
You wrote Tintin.
How dare you?
Yeah, and he also co-wrote Tintin, which I saw with the fucking glasses. I went through it for Edgar.
It's good 3D, right?
And it's good 3D, yeah. It's good. You know, I still think it's perfectly entertaining if you don't watch it in 3D, but it's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. As someone wrote to me on Twitter, someone wrote to me and said, is Tintin a win-win? And I said, yes, it is. Because I don't know how to play along. 9th through 16th at the New Beverly Theater. And then I'm going to be out of town for a few of those dates. I'm going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on Monday, December 12th. The West Palm Beach Improv on Tuesday, December 13th. Irvine Improv, December 26th. And I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline, December 27th and 28th. Thanks again. Let's hear it for all of my guests tonight. Brian Posehn, Sarah Silverman, and Edgar Wright. And as always, determined by audience members and not me, that one shithead is a shithead. Yeah, that was an abstract one. I didn't think it would go over, Tony. Not to name names. And whoever really murdered Natalie Wood is a shithead.
I pretend you're just watching. They're in the car.